From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 7th day of March, 2010, on this Sunday edition. We're going to have wide open phones later in the next half hour. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Okay, I have a lot of economic news, a lot of police state news, a lot of good news, as well as bad news on the battlefront against the illegitimate global banking syndicate that's setting up world government. Iceland's voters have rejected repayment plan. They've said, no, we don't owe the banks this money. This was an engineered implosion. This was a engineered fraud, and we are not going along with this. Here it is from the New York Times today. Iceland voters reject repayment plan. We had, of course, the leader of the main opposition against the banking dictatorship on a month ago, member of the Icelandic parliament. We're getting her back on this week, Jones Dottier. But we're going to be covering that later in the next hour. Also, McCain's draconian dietary supplement bill, Dad. Of course, last month, papers reported that they're ordering health food stores, pharmacies, to not sell vitamin C, aloe vera, fish oil, and any and every other supplement over the counter. Big drug companies want their competition knocked out. But this bill that would set up similar systems here in the U.S. is in serious trouble now. So that is certainly good news. We'll be breaking that down coming up in the second hour. And I want to go over a very informative MSNBC story from MSNBC television, of all places. Talk about the devil denouncing himself. Five surprising ways your TV is slowly killing you. Now, this has been known since the 50s, after they just had a few years of the implementation of the television. We're going to be going over that today. And also, if we have time, because I mentioned this last week, New York City, New Mexico State, and other areas around the country are admitting what we already knew, but now we know the police have been lying, saying there are no quotas. Well, now it's admitted there are quotas and increased quotas to arrest you, to give you tickets, to throw the book at you, but the illegal aliens are above the law, which is also a discrimination issue. So we'll be going over that coming up. Obviously, in the first hour and into the second hour with your phone calls, we're going to talk about the Pentagon shooting. I told you they'd stage false flag attacks in Austin and blame it on the Tea Parties. I told you they would stage attacks probably on the Pentagon or other military bases and blame it on 9/11 truth. And I've been proven exactly right yet again. Because when I see them preconditioning for something, that's a tell. Like in poker, it's 100% tell. And that's only one piece of the information, one piece of info that goes into my overall analysis. But we got this Bedell guy. I was on Fox News last night, Geraldo at large, and Geraldo really tried to skewer me. He tried to go, oh, is this going to discredit 9/11 truth, Alex? And he thought I would just go down that path with him of speculation. Instead, I just went ahead and countered the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and pointed out that within 1 hour, we have the news articles within about 64 minutes, a little over an hour, all over TV, all over radio, all over print. They were saying that the Pentagon shooter was a 9/11 truther. Now, if you know how police investigations work, ladies and gentlemen, that lets anybody who's worked in media know this was staged. And then it turns out his family specifically warned the government, just like the underwear bomber, just like the Fort Hood shooter, just like every other case we've seen. It's all coming up. This is key info. This confirms all of my predictions of where they were going. This is the beginning of more false flag to be blamed on real patriots. Get ready.
Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, it's Sunday, the 7th day of March, 2010. 2 hours layout before us. I got a bunch of news on the economy, on the police state, on what the big banks are doing, some victories against tyranny, Iceland rejecting the banking dictatorship. Greece has not rejected it and has fully fallen to tyranny by design. And even Democratic and Republican policymakers are saying the same thing may happen to the U.S. in the next 16 months. But they're saying we're going to have a depression if we don't capitulate to the banks. They've already taken your pension funds. They've already started moving in against your retirement. They've been taking your jobs away. Now they want your Social Security. That's coming up in the next hour, understanding who the true enemy is, not the bank down the street. That's helps your community. Commerce and credit. The big international private cartel banks, who aren't even banks. They're a bunch of Madoffs. So that is coming up in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Of course, I'm Alex Jones, your host, dedicated to liberty and freedom. We're not right-wing. We're not left-wing. We're constitutionalist. We're Americans. We're freedom lovers. We're lovers of truth. And we tell the truth. We break down the facts. We let the chips fall where they may. Now, for new listeners, I would challenge you to go back in the last year to all the articles we wrote at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com with headlines like government to stage terror attacks to be blamed on Tea Party movement, 9/11 truth. Paul Watson wrote another one Wednesday. I have specifically in the last 2 months said they're going to stage a terror attack on Austin, probably on a government building, to be blamed on the Tea Parties and or 9/11 truth. I've said separately, look for planes to be bombed, military bases to be attacked, and IRS buildings and other federal buildings, because I know how the feds work. The feds carried out the Oklahoma City bombing. That came out in federal documents. You ought to see Jason Burmes' new film, Invisible Empire. He dug up actual FBI recordings that were just recently declassified of them cooking the bomb, training the driver in the 1993 World Trade Center attack. New declassified documents about the feds running the attack on Oklahoma City and setting up their special forces operative, Tim McVeigh. The point is, we know this stuff has gone on before, and we know that when 30-plus states are moving to declare sovereignty, the banking takeover of America is very unpopular. We know that when the Tea Party begins to explode and take over the Republican Party, we know that the government's going to try to go in and take the Tea Parties over and kind of bend them back towards serving big government and corruption. And now Obama's created something called a coffee party to try to go in and take over the Tea Parties. Actually, my listener's idea 2 months ago was to have the true patriots, who are real constitutionalists, go take the Tea Parties back over that we started 3-4 years ago, 9/11 truth, and then the Ron Paul in the Fed movement, which mainstream media admits actually founded it. The coffee party to wake up the Tea Party to the mainline Republicans trying to co-opt them. We need to co-opt their party instead of the other way around. So there's a battle for the heart and soul of the Tea Parties. But they have made the decision to go ahead and demonize the Tea Parties. The feds do the same thing over and over again. Same reason they bombed Oklahoma City was to then play the part of victims and go after their political enemies. Hitler blew up the Reichstag, firebombed it to blame it on his political enemies. There's been over 200 declassified cases, Operation Gladio, NATO option, Ajax, USS Liberty, now completely declassified 2 years ago. Chicago Tribune headline, NSA declassifies, intercepts, confirms that Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty in 67 to blame it on Egypt. Blow the ship up, but they couldn't sink it. For hours, they torpedoed and bombed it. Our own military was involved. McNamara got on the line and said, you know, let the ship go to the bottom. I've interviewed the admirals. They're almost all dead, Admiral Moore and others, but those interviews are out there. I've interviewed the, was it six of the admirals, two of the admirals on the ships? What was it, Admiral Geis? I mean, just all of them. This was a staged false flag event. And bizarrely enough, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff 2 years ago went to Israel and gave a speech and said, don't try something like this again to get us into war with Iran. And then it turned out Cheney was planning, this was reported by MSNBC and the New Yorker magazine 2 years ago, that a year before that, 3 years ago, Cheney wanted to create fake Iranian patrol boats in U.S. naval shipyards and have them attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz or in the Persian Gulf. So this is done over and over again, and to deny that governments do this is a fraud. And so I've dug up some of the U.S. government documents. Here's Operation Northwoods, ABC News, U.S. military. In fact, give me a document cam shot, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv. Here's just some of these. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. Military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities to provoke war with Cuba. So there's an ABC News headline. But don't just read ABC News. Don't just believe them. Here is Operation Northwoods. Memorandum for Secretary of Defense, justification for U.S. military intervention, and it talks about how to stage shootings at the Pentagon, where they control things, and at the Capitol, where they can stage fake shootings, fake grazings. What did we see just a few days ago? Grazings. I mean, I'm not a bad American if I have a government plan to stage grazings. Actually says grazings. Do it at military bases where they control it. D.C., Miami, or really attack our troops at Guantanamo Bay using U.S. troops dressed up like Cubans and kill Marines. Oh, that's very patriotic. And now it turns out Bobby Kennedy proposed even more before this, back in the 60s, bombing U.S. embassies, hijacking jets by remote control, crashing them, plastic explosive bomb attacks against U.S. bases inside the U.S. and outside, wounding Americans, staging grazings. And so I went on Fox News and said, look, Gulf of Tonkin's declassified. They staged that. Northwoods is declassified. And the lady starts laughing, and Geraldo Rivera has to go, well, actually, you know, that Gulf of Tonkin is declassified. They did stage that. No, they staged it all. So here's the deal, and I'm going to go over the Army Field Manual, just one of the declassified Army Field Manuals, show it to you here on air. This is a field manual used from 1996 until 2004. That was the current manual during that period for Army captains and above who were in special ops. They're all taught how to stage terror attacks. Oh, you're overwhelmed in an area where you're force multiplying, trying to take over, and they give an example of Latin America. Well, you just go and commit an atrocity and blame it on the local enemy, and then you'll get the people to turn to your aid. This is end justifies the means. And look, for soldiers, this is something that's acceptable. And they groom them for black ops, and they pick psychological types that believe the end justifies the means. Most of the troops aren't taught this. And it goes back to chess, invented by the Persians 4,000 years ago. It goes back to chess. It's called a gamut or gambit, sacrifice of a pawn. In fact, print me the definition of gamut. I want to make sure I'm giving the exact definition. It's sacrificing a pawn or opening a major operation with a small sacrifice. And it's taught at West Point. You put 500 troops into a pass, you got 10,000 waiting, you draw out the enemy, knowing those 500 troops are all going to get killed, but then you've exposed the enemy, then you bring in your main force. So, yeah, blow up the World Trade Centers, kill 3,000 Americans. That's a gambit. You understand that? That's collateral damage. Soldiers go on one-way missions knowing they're sacrificing themselves. Why shouldn't Americans sacrifice a little in the war against Islam? We'll be right back. Thank you. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for the special Sunday, reviewing the week in review that's passed and the upcoming week. Don't forget, we have the free InfoWars.com iPhone app to listen to the show whenever you want, however you want, wherever you travel. Even if you don't have an iPhone, your friends and family probably do. Go to InfoWars.com, grab the link to the free app on the iTunes store, and send it to your friends and family. It's a great way, an easy way to wake somebody up. When we're not live, it restreams 24 hours a day and has a link to the free podcast as well. I want to give you the definition of gambit. Chess, an opening in which a player seeks to obtain some advantage by sacrificing a pawn or piece. And in Army Field Manual FM31-20-3, this came out 2 years ago. It was in use until 2004. The government went after WikiLeaks and had it removed, but not before it was posted elsewhere, and confirmed it was real and said it was a national security breach, and it teaches Army captains and above how to stage terror attacks. And, of course, it was declassified 2 weeks ago by the State Department that Bobby Kennedy wanted to bomb U.S. embassies to blame it on the Honduran government to invade, and his brother, the president, said no. It was an idea of Robert McNamara, the same guy that then staged the USS Liberty with Israel a few years later when he was in the LBJ administration. They also staged the Gulf of Tonkin. Our ships were never attacked on that date, and that's since been declassified. The issue here is governments all do this. This is a tool. The Russians do it. The Communist Chinese do it. The Nazis did it. The Italian government, a bunch of people went to prison in the government in the last few years for bombings in the 80s, where they would bomb school buses, police stations, and blame it on their political enemies. Every time an outside political party starts getting traction, in Italy especially, the government just blows something up and demonizes them on the news. Now, Operation Northwoods, that ABC News and the Associated Press report on, talks about staging shootings at U.S. military bases in D.C., i.e. the Pentagon. Grazings. What was it? Was it 2000? That it was all over mainstream news, BBC, you name it, that the Taiwanese president staged a grazing of himself in a parade when he was about to lose the election in 2 days so he could be a hero, and it actually worked. He wasn't really shot. They had a guy fire blanks, and they claimed he'd been shot and put some red fake blood on him. So I'm not saying that this was staged. We don't know yet. But the initial indications are it follows the same pattern. And within 1 hour and 5 minutes of the shooting at the Pentagon, it was all over national news Thursday night that this guy was a 9/11 truther. Thousands of posts about being a libertarian, supporting the von Mises school of Austrian economics, being a liberal, supporting Congressman Gravel, being a 9/11 truther, sending the Pentagon his nanotech ideas, that he was a manic depressant on medication. But out of literally scores of things he said, they chose 9/11 truth within an hour and 5 minutes to demonize 9/11 truth. Just like they had the tragic attack on the IRS office building, Echelon building here in Austin a few weeks ago. And I went on air an hour and 15 minutes after it happened. What had happened basically at about 9:55, I went on air at 11 a.m. that weekday. And I said, watch, they'll be blaming it on the Tea Parties and myself within hours. Austin American Statesman implied that I supported it. Total lie, total defamation, whatever. That's why they're discredited. Go, have fun. Tell the lies you want. New York Daily News, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, going after who? Alex Jones. Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, last week demonizing me, saying 9/11 truth is going to be violent. How did I know all this was coming? A year ago, Poplawski in Pittsburgh. 7 a.m., he's drunk, got home at 3 a.m. drunk. He's got two pit bulls. He's a former Marine. They're urinating all over the floor, his mother said. She said, I'm kicking you out. She called the police. He threw a fit and shot three of them. Within 2 hours of him giving up and being arrested, they put in the newspaper, with a writer who writes PR pieces for the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, that he was a fan of Alex Jones. And they had plants on the street outside his house saying, oh, I'm friends with Poplawski. He likes Alex Jones. Total plants within 2 hours on TV. Then it turned out he actually hated me and attacked me for years on the Internet because I'm not a white supremacist. Now, why within 2 hours of those cops being killed would I be fingered as the person that caused it? Just like Limbaugh was accused of causing Oklahoma City within 2 hours by Bill Clinton. Why? It's not Rush Limbaugh anymore. It's Alex Jones when this happens who gets blamed. And we got Glenn Beck blaming constitutionalists, birthers, truthers. In the last few months, he kept saying constitutionalists, birthers, truthers. They're going to get violent. They're going to attack. When there had been no evidence of truthers or birthers being violent ever, how did they know this? It sounded ridiculous unless they were getting ready to stage something and the talking points being given to the establishment were that we were going to be violent. Southern Poverty Law Center saying it, ADL saying it, Chris Matthews parroting it, O'Reilly parroting it, Glenn Beck parroting it, gearing up, getting everybody ready for this to happen, for this to unfold. And so that's why I've been saying every day for the last 2 months, they're going to stage terror attacks in America because they've got to. 9/11 truth in some polls like Angus and Reid, New York Times, 84% of Americans question the official story of 9/11. Six of the 10 commission members. They've got commission lawyers like Farmer writing books about how it was all a cover up and a fraud. They've got all this coming out. What are they going to do? They've got the birthers, more than half of registered Republicans saying they believe Obama's covering up his birth certificate. So they have somebody we can trust, Glenn Beck, come out, supposedly can trust, and say, oh, only 5% of the Tea Parties with no evidence are birthers, and they're dangerous. They might do something violent. And then he sandwiches that bad info in with incredibly good info. I watched Beck Friday, and I was, like, liking him. He was exposing how they're brainwashing kids in school and Mecha and La Raza and the New World Order and the UN. But he does that so he can then turn around on you a week later. The point is, that's why he's so dangerous, because I've seen him over and over again at key junctures sabotage the true liberty movement. But side issue. Coming back from the break, I'm going to play parts of this Geraldo Rivera interview they did with me last night on Fox News so we can break down what's really going on here. Because I told you about an hour and a half before, within 3 hours of it happening, they were saying it. I said, watch, if this is staged, they're going to blame it on the Tea Parties and on 9/11 truth. And they did. And then it turns out that a weird government contractor with Homeland Security owned the small hangar his plane was in, a Homeland Security expert on remote control aircraft. Turns out his family says Stack didn't write that, on and on and on. And the same stuff is now coming out with this guy. And then we have the underwear bombing where it's 100% confirmed that guy was a government patsy. That's all coming up. And where all this is leading, we'll be right back. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So, the private banks that have hijacked our country need a way to demonize the Tea Parties, the birthers, 9/11 truth. The government has the lowest approval rating in history, 8 percentage points. Ron Paul has a national approval rating of 84%, won the Republican primary by 80%. So people that are constitutionalist, anti-New World Order, they're in the 80s. The rest of the government is at 8%. 8% confidence that the government cares about the American people. That's come out in multiple polls between 8 and 12. There's been Rasmussen and other numbers. I'm sure you've seen it. We've covered it here on air. The point is people are waking up to the government. And people are learning about false flag stage terror. So what is the system going to do? it is going to let nutcases out of 310 million Americans now, who they are aware of, who are going to try to carry out crimes, go postal for whatever reason, they're going to let them attack and protect them, bare minimum. Open doors up for them. But in some cases, they're also going to stage events. And here it is, New York Daily News, Pentagon shooter John Bedell's parents warned cops 2 weeks before that he was planning some type of violent attack. They warned them, but nothing was done. It turns out for 2 years, the Fort Hood shooter was emailing who he believed was Al-Qaeda. He was praising suicide bombers on bases. He was left alone. If you're in the military and you criticize the president or anything in the government mildly, you get court-martialed or kicked out and get a dishonorable discharge. He was left alone. Then we have Detroit News and other mainstream publications reporting that the underwear bomber, we told you this 2 weeks before it was in the news, because we had eyewitnesses like Kurt Haskell and others that were on the plane, that he was led on in Amsterdam without a passport. That he was protected. They saw a guy in a fancy suit go through security, through the checkpoint and onto the gate and onto the plane, saying he doesn't need an ID. And this guy had such authority that he was able to get the underwear bomber on. And then the FBI lied about this and said Kurt Haskell and others were wrong and said they wouldn't release the surveillance tapes. And then it came out later that the undersecretary of state for the State Department said, this was all over the news, but in newspapers, never on TV until last night when I got on Fox, first time it's gotten out there, that U.S. intelligence ordered him to be allowed on the plane and helped on the plane as part of a wider investigation. Baloney. They wanted to sell the naked body scanners. In fact, I've got that here in my stack. I've shown it over and over again the last few months here on air, but I want to go ahead and... Here it is. Give me a document cam shop because it's not just a radio show. If you're at prisonplanet.tv, you can watch us right now. Here it is. Detroit News. Terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. And they helped him get on the plane, and they have the government admitting this. And there was a lot of other lies as well. So it goes on and on and on. Here's another big tip-off. Within 1 hour and 5 minutes of the shooting at the Pentagon Thursday night, it was on national news, Times of London, you name it, that he was a 9/11 truther. Why are they after 9/11 truth? Why are they immediately coming out and blaming 9/11 truth? How did they discover that so quickly? In a normal investigation, there's no way that would happen for even 12 hours to 24 hours. And now it's all over the news. And Fox invites me on. People say, well, why'd they invite you on? To say, I mean, I knew what Geraldo was going to say before I even went on. Well, this discredits 9/11 truth, doesn't it, Mr. Jones? What are you going to do now? And that's exactly what he did. So I just laid out the fact that the majority of Americans, depending on the poll, 36% to 84%, and it runs the gamut, but on average it's over 60%, in national polls believe we're being lied to about the official story of 9/11. Just Google majority of Americans believe 9/11 cover-up, and you'll get all the different polls. And that's what they did on the show. And then I laid out real examples of stage terror or stage provocations for war. And his guest host said, how dare you make these allegations? What's your proof? And Geraldo had to say, well, actually, it is true that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. So I want to play part of this Fox News piece now from last night. We'll come back and play the rest, and then I'll go through all the bullet points. But of all the political beliefs this guy supposedly had, and he could have been a lone nut who they allowed to attack, they could have missed the warnings, it could be real, but all the evidence points towards this being staged. And I told you, this is the political season for this, as distrust of the government and an awakening of the American people exponentially grows, they need a way to demonize these ideas to then say, oh my gosh, these people are dangerous. Just like the internal Homeland Security MIAC reports we got last year from law enforcement that then made national news showed the number one enemy of government, of Homeland Security, is conservatives, libertarians, gun owners in the fetters. And they teach the military and police that we're terrorists that want to kill them. They want their security forces mistrusting us, so they will abuse us and spy on us. And notice who's getting attacked, the IRS, the military. Clearly the targets that the government in its own documents says they like to target to then get them to hate the American people. So here is Geraldo Rivera with his hit piece.
Coming up, the Pentagon shooter was one of those conspiracy theorists who believes 9/11 was an inside job. What will that mean to that movement?
Judge the success of their actions through public opinion, which can be manipulated in very effective ways, creating irresistible incentives for governments to use deception as a standard operating procedure. One of the greatest problems facing humanity today is the deliberate creation of conflict in order to extend the control of a tiny elite who seek to rule the world from the shadows.
Once a star student at San Jose State, 36-year-old John Patrick Bedell, the man who opened fire in front of the Pentagon last week, was a manic depressive pothead fascinated with conspiracy theories involving 9/11. We still don't know why he shot the two Pentagon guards before being shot.
So, also, they're saying pot makes you kill people now. It's like reefer madness when every study shows that with the average person, it makes them less violent. Turns out this guy was on psychiatric drugs. The insert for the Prozac family of drugs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, says it causes psychotic breaks, violence, suicide, mania. I mean, how many of the mass shooters, in every case, I've never seen a big case where they weren't on these drugs. But they're not blaming it on the drugs. No, he may on some message boards have questioned 9/11. And they played audio of him talking about, supposedly Bedell, talking about this stuff. Now Geraldo, after demonizing it, after introducing it, cuts to me and says, does this discredit your movement? Well, so if somebody who's a Dallas Cowboys fan does something violent, does that discredit the Dallas Cowboys? Or when post office workers go crazy sometimes and kill people because they are veterans who may be unstable from post-traumatic stress disorder, does that demonize the whole military? I mean, if somebody's a Republican or a Democrat and commits a crime, see, no, this is about demonization. So I guess, depending on the poll, more than half the American people are now terrorists. Because if you believe in conspiracy theories, that means questioning anything the government says or does. Or if you question 9/11, like six of the 10 commissioners, you're bad. Continue.
Killed himself, but we do note that a blog connected to him suggests the criminal enterprise run out of the government could have staged the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. And that connection to the so-called 9/11 truthers is making their movement seem even more like a part of the lunatic fringe. But is that fair? Joining Kimberly and me from Austin, Texas, the same town, incidentally, where a tax protester recently crashed his plane into the IRS building, is radio host and a leader of the 9/11 was an inside job movement, Alex Jones. Alex, welcome.
Hit pause. The Tea Party. So, I'm in Austin, and actually the London Guardian wrote an article saying Alex Jones is the cause of all this. Alex Jones, in fact, print me that London Guardian story. Just Alex Jones, London Guardian. I was actually in the headline. I think it's Austin, Texas, Center of Conspiracy. They said I caused all this, and that I'm causing a mass psychosis worldwide. Boy, I'm pretty powerful. No, the government lying is causing people not to trust them. So just pure demonization. We'll come back with my response on the other side. All I do is study black ops and how the globalists operate. I don't just make predictions. Months, 6 months, 3 months, 2 months, a week before 9/11, it's all over YouTube, all over the web. Thousands of Austinites saw it. I remember Jimmy Vaughn in 2002, the blues legend, showed up at my Road to Tyranny showing at Alamo Drafthouse, and I said, why are you here? And he said, I saw you on TV in July of 2001 predicting the attack. And now we're good friends. The point is, I don't just make predictions. I told you in January of last year they were going to stage a big flu outbreak because we got government documents that they were telling local police, get ready for it, it's going to happen, martial law, millions of dead. And I said, this may just be the feds hyping fear to test federalization. That doesn't mean I'm saying we're going to have martial law and millions dead. The feds were saying that. I had emergency managers on, disguising their voices. I got secret documents out of the Bureau of Cemeteries, New York, telling him the same thing. And there were a lot of other indicators. And then 3 months later in April, it started. The fear started. So they always pre-program. And they've been pre-programming that 9/11 Truth and the Tea Parties and the birthers are going to start killing people. With no evidence, it had never happened before. And so I said, something is going on here. Get ready. Put the Guardian article back up. I mentioned in the last segment. So he introduces me, Geraldo Rivera, and he says basically, because I'm in Austin, you know, the same place the guy flew the plane into the building. You know, the message is, I'm causing all of this. And the Guardian actually said it in an article titled, Austin, Texas, Paranoid Politics Central, London Guardian. And it goes on to say that I have caused like a black hole, and that I have this empire, and this black hole of evil is like sucking in the whole planet. I mean, the article's incredible. I never even read it on air. I probably should. And that I'm the cause of all this. And so now Geraldo Rivera has me up on air saying, are you discredited now? You know, is your movement discredited? Is 9/11 Truth discredited? By the way, he joins us from the same town where the guy flew the plane into the building. So this is the message. This is the programming that's going on. And within hours of the attack, the Austin American-Statesman, New York Daily News, and scores of other publications attacked Alex Jones. And it's just as asinine as within hours, Bill Clinton blaming Rush Limbaugh for the Oklahoma City bombing. What is it that I'm saying that scares them so bad? Just 2 weeks ago, I was playing, from the Sunday show, I was playing clips of Michael Savage. In fact, cue that up for the next hour, where Savage was saying Obama's going to stage terror attacks to blame it on conservatives in America. I mean, he gets it. I was telling you 2 weeks ago on this show, look out, they're going to do it. Look out. And I was telling you a month ago, I was telling you, and again, I'm not saying, oh, look how smart I am. I'm not that smart. I've learned how these people operate. Let's go back to Geraldo Rivera and his demonization.
And that connection to the so-called 9/11 truthers is making their movement seem even more like a part of the lunatic fringe. But is that fair? Joining Kimberly and me from Austin, Texas, the same town, incidentally, where a tax protester recently crashed his plane into the IRS building, is radio host and a leader of the 9/11 was an inside job movement, Alex Jones. Alex, welcome. The Tea Party people shook off that IRS plane crash incident after a couple of days. Do you think you'll be similarly successful, or will Bedell's misdeeds stick to the 9/11 truther people?
Well, the plane crash guy had been a Democrat and was angry at the government. And this Bedell guy, I mean, look, he had hundreds of different beliefs. And some national polls show half of Americans, six of the 10 9/11 commissioners, question the official story. There's a wide spectrum of different debates. 9/11 truth, most people just question the official story, prior knowledge, and other issues. But the bigger question here is, why within 1 hour was national news reporting that the Pentagon shooter was a 9/11 truther? I mean, why is there such a vitriol by the establishment against 9/11 truth? I mean, right here I have ABC News. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. U.S. military drafted plans to terrorize U.S. cities, stage terror attacks. We know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. So we know that governments allow attacks to happen. We know that governments sometimes actually stage attacks. We know that the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, the State Department admits they were ordered by U.S. intelligence to let him on the plane, help him get on the plane. So in a lot of cases, they open the door. That's what 9/11 Truth is saying, is that this is being used to demonize us. So we don't know what the truth is about this guy. I mean, he was into marijuana.
Let's bring Kimberly into the discussion. The guy was into pot, and he was a manic depressive. Is Alex overreacting, or is the 9/11 connection relevant?
Right. I think it's an overreaction, but also you're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's declassify.
What? No, what evidence do you have to support any of that?
Well, Gulf of Tonkin is very, very well documented. connected. But
I mean, what are you talking about? Hold on. It's in Army field manuals to stage false flag attacks, declassified 2004. But separately, why within 1 hour were scores of newspapers and TV?
You tell us, Alice, why do you think?
Shooting, they were demonizing 9/11 truth. Why are they so scared of 9/11 truth? Why did they do that? Within 1 hour, why do they bring 9/11 truth?
All right,
why do they blame...
Now for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I will show you U.S. Special Forces Counterinsurgency Manual. This is the manual used from as official policy for Black Ops commanders, Army captains and above, from September 20th, 94 to 2004. Foreign Internal Defense Tactics, Techniques, and Procedures for Special Forces, 2004 edition, made by U.S. Army Doctrine Policy on 20 September 1994, 219 printed pages. And here's another Army manual as well from 76 saying the same thing. And the document, which is official U.S. Special Forces policy, directly advocates training paramilitaries, pervasive surveillance, censorship, press control, restrictions on labor unions, political parties, suspending habeas corpus, warrantless searches, detainment without charge, bribery, employing terrorists, false flag operations, it describes how to do it, concealing human rights abuses in journalists, and extensive use of psychological operations, propaganda to make these and other populations and rescue control measures, resource control measures palatable. So they sell the police state by staging terror attacks. And I just read to you ABC News, U.S. government plans to bomb U.S. cities and stage fake shootings, grazings at the Pentagon. They were grazed. So she's saying this is, you know, these are some incredible allegations you're making here. I was reading out of the Detroit News where the State Department said they were ordered to let him on the plane and had a government person lead him onto the plane without passport. I was reading Operation Northwoods from ABC News. I was covering Gulf of Tonkin that any senior in high school should know was a staged event. That's been admitted for years. And she just says it's outrageous, but Geraldo says, no, actually, that's true, because he knows that his audience may be intelligent and will understand that's a lie. Let's continue on with this.
The plane crash with Joe Stack on the Tea Parties.
But wait, Alex, wait a second.
Government.
Back up a second and just take a deep breath. Why would he attack the Pentagon? What aspect of his life would make him manifest it with that kind of violence against the Defense Department establishment? Why? Why there?
Here's,
why not
here's
the
Fox
Health and Human Services Department?
Let me tell you. Here's Fox News. Here's Fox News. His parents, 2 weeks before, warned the government nothing was done. Same thing with the Fort Hood shooter. Same thing with the underwear bomber. I mean, the guy was obviously a complete lunatic. I mean, look at video of the guy. He looks like he's a nut from Central Casting. He obviously had millions of screws loose here. Okay? I mean, maybe he was a lone nut. Maybe he was. The point is to try to, within 1 hour, demonize 9/11 truth. This stinks to high heaven. That's what we cover at InfoWars.com, Geraldo, and I'm glad you covered this.
Okay, Alex, we'll continue to stay in touch. Kimberly, thank you. See you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That's it for us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you hopefully tomorrow night, too. Good night.
Okay, we're going to come back in the next hour, open the phones up, continue discussing this, go over more points, some key information I haven't gotten to yet. They had a drill of a similar attack the week before this. I'll explain why they always use drills to cover up their real operations. Also, Adam Gadon, the grandson of an ADL board member who's been caught putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos, has put out a support video for all this to make it look like Al-Qaeda's real on a CIA creation. And, oh, my gosh, the 9/11 truthers, they work for Al-Qaeda. And, of course, they've been caught at the Intel Center uploading Al-Qaeda videos in the same video layer with their logo as the Al-Qaeda video, showing that they're producing these videos. And Wired Magazine has reported on that. We'll be back with the second hour. You don't want to miss this information. Made in America.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
gentlemen, we are back live, hour number two. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to continue breaking down all the evidence of this being a false flag. But right now, let's go to your calls. John in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Great honor. First time, long time, and all that radio talk. Hey, did you hear that Adam Gadan got arrested today?
They're claiming that Gadan, the ADL front, got arrested.
It was on Frederica on CNN in the middle of the afternoon, and before I turned WWCR on, I heard it on BBC shortwave radio.
Guys, will you Google Adam Gadan, American Al-Qaeda arrested?
It was on Frederica on the CNN today.
Jaron's nodding. Jaron, you, it's in my stack. Wow, okay, I'll find it then. Or during the break, because the guys bring me a stack in that they separately print, and I hadn't seen that. Wow, because we know this guy is a front. We know it's fake. And it actually came out several times. I should get Watson to write an article about this, where they would arrest al-Qaeda commanders, and then 2 years later, they would then report that it had been a staged arrest to so they wouldn't blow their cover. Yeah, there it is, Los Angeles Times. Adam Gadan, al-Qaeda agent from Southern California, is arrested in Pakistan. So I guess it got so damaging for him that we've been exposing. I mean, it came out in Wired magazine that these al-Qaeda videos were being uploaded in the same video layer as the Intel Center's logo, and the Intel Center's run by Rumsfeld, former Black Op commanders. What do you think's going on, John?
Excuse me?
What do you think's going on?
I don't know. The official thing they said, he was arrested for treason, and basically this guy's being passed off as this generation's Tokyo Rose. And, Alex, I don't know what to make of certain issues anymore, but I always try like heck to find out what's going on. And I know that a lot of things on your show are true because local versions of it happen in my town all the time. And I'll let the other callers on. I just wanted to let you know about Gadan's arrest.
Thank you, John. The guys tried to let me know. I just got here a bit late today, and I do my own news research and then tend to look through the stacks they give me. So I'm sorry I didn't know about that. That is a big development. Let's talk to Dave in Mass. You're on the air, Dave.
Hi, Alex. Love the show.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
The thing I don't understand about the Adam Gadan thing now, he was the grandson of the founder of the ADL. Is that right? And his real name was Adam Perlman?
Yeah, well, he was one of the top founding board members, yes.
Is he related to your wife? They're both Jewish.
Well, my wife's not Jewish. My wife's a Christian. And the big secret in this religion of freaking out everything Jewish and obsessing over it, my wife's grandfather was Jewish and was a doctor and met her grandmother in Texas, who was a nurse. And I've talked about that. And I've talked about how I'm part Native American in the same sentence, and people act like it's some big secret. And then it's mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. People say I'm Jewish, and it wouldn't be bad if I was, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm Scotch and English and German and French and Heinz 57 Anglo-Saxon. And, I mean, what if my wife was Jewish? I mean, she's not, but, I mean, well, that'd be okay. It's the information I cover that matters. See, I criticize Israel and the things Israel does. But I don't like the crowds that hate Jews all day because I found they're a bunch of mentally ill liars who exaggerate and make up a bunch of stuff. Okay? But whatever, man, I'm here trying to wake people up to the New World Order. And that's what we're doing. But I understand it's exponential, existential envy, where anybody who's successful in anything, losers like you hate them. So I feel sorry for you, bro.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized.
Now, again, there's Michael Savage agreeing with me. Because as the political agenda of the globalists falls apart, they are going to stage events or allow lone nuts to attack. And it's confirmed that terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. They let him on the plane with the underwear bombing. Pentagon shooter John Bedell's parents warned cops 2 weeks before. It's the same case over and over and over again. And how many shows, how many broadcasts, how many times did I tell you that they were going to stage terror attacks and blame the Tea Parties, birthers, and truthers? Anybody that doesn't buy the government's official stories. Now, I don't know what's going on with Adam Perlman slash Adam Gadan, American Al-Qaeda. They've now reported that he was arrested in Pakistan and is being charged with treason. I've seen multiple mainstream news articles the last 6 years where over and over again, fake Al-Qaeda is arrested. They'll hold him for a few years and then quietly release him, saying that that was their cover for being a government operative. Now, I know Adam Gadan has been uploaded with other videos by the Intel Center and others in the same video layer, meaning the same video version. You take one video that has an Al-Qaeda logo on it and put your logo, like Intel Center, on it, run by two guys that formerly worked in Black Ops for the CIA and Donald Rumsfeld. And it was Wired Magazine reported this 3 years ago that the logo of the Intel Center was in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo, meaning they produced it. The issue here is we know those were fake bin Laden tapes. That's been confirmed, the videotapes. They were either old tapes re-edited or, in some cases, completely fake, not even the same person. Fake audio tapes. Every few weeks, you'll see an AP article, Al-Qaeda threatens to attack, bin Laden threatens to attack, and they'll say at the bottom of the article, this was from a message board and cannot be authenticated. Remember 5 years ago, the fake beheading in San Francisco, where a guy had a fake beheading in his garage and the media ran with it like it was real? This is all done to create the perception that we've got all these enemies threatening us, but then you get the internal Homeland Security MIAC reports, and it states Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are really for the American people. I want to go back to your calls, but I want to break down why Fox News had me on. They had me on because this is a good chance to have me on and say, well, 9/11 truth, you're discredited now, aren't you? As if the information of 9/11 truth is discredited because some guy has hundreds of beliefs, if you even believe the official story, and might have been a 9/11 truther. See how the media is all over that? And we predicted that would happen. Again, 36 to 84% of the American people, depending on which scientific poll you look at, Angus and Reid, CNN, both 83 and 84 respectively. And they had Scripps Howard News Service poll 4 years ago, 36% believe the government did it. Are they all terrorists now? See, they've got a problem because more Americans continue to learn about 9/11 and all the serious inconsistencies and the things that happen, like drills of the same targets being attacked at the same time on 9/11. That's mainstream news. 7/7 in London in 2005. Exact same targets attacked at the exact same time, exact same place. That's BBC and ITN News. The head of the drill program, Visor Consultancy, former head of Scotland Yard PR, Peter Power, came out and said, very strange, we're running drills the exact same bus, exact same trains, exact same times. One out of 23 tetragillion, billions of times all the grains of sand in the world. Why do they do drills? Well, they go hire a company or a government group to do a drill, not that they're involved, so that when NSA and Infopol 9 and Echelon systems are listening to cell phones, tracking emails, good parts of the government that are compartmentalized and not involved, if they learn about the real operation being run, they don't go bust it because they're told that's just a drill. It creates decoys or a smokescreen. And a lot of times they fund the terror attacks through the drill as a bootleg. So that's going on. Again, the parents warned. There was a Pentagon DC subway drill of the exact same type attack going on the week before, source on that. is the Washington Post. Here's another one. Al-Qaeda video calling for attacks on U.S. arrives days after Pentagon shooting. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, right on time. And it goes on and on. Remember who set up Al-Qaeda? This is on record. 1979, U.S. government set it up. Zbigniew Brzezinski has written articles bragging about how they did that. So this guy was sending letters to the Pentagon about nanotech inventions. He was mad about pot laws and being arrested. He was a manic depressant on drugs. He was against the war. He was a libertarian. He was a Democrat, supported Gravel, congressman. He liked the von Mises Austrian School of Economics. The media is demonizing von Mises. And economists as if they're involved in violence now. Just any group the establishment doesn't like, this guy's the perfect patsy and his family warned, but nothing was done. I'm going to go ahead and go to a few calls. We're going to come back from break and continue with calls, but this is so important what's happening, because coming up before the end of the show, I'm going to cover some other news, but then I'm going to get into what this means in the future and my predictions for the future, why the establishment is doing this and what this means, because there's no doubt that this is staged at some level. Bare minimum, they let the guy do it. Scott in Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, a couple of things I wanted to mention. Number one, remember when you had Pastor Williams on early last fall? And, you know, with all the stage step that's going on, you remember how he was saying about how the powers that be were dissatisfied with Obama and he had better watch his step? And then you had announced about a month ago that you had a feeling that they might try something against Obama. You think maybe that this is what he was talking about? Because when he first said that, you know, to me it kind of was like, well, it seems like he's doing everything that they want him to do. So I, you know.
That's right. Chaplain Williams worked with some of the biggest oil companies in the world, and his predictions have come true, unfortunately. And he said when we were at $50 a barrel that it'd go up to $150 the next year. That happened from Bilderberg sources. We got the same intel from Bilderberg 2008. And he said that the elites may use Obama as a sacrificial lamb. And then in amongst all this 9/11 truth, birther, Tea Party demonization, I've seen the talking point on the news that 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama. And, I mean, how crazy is that? And so they're preconditioning with the riots that will come if that does happen, that it's going to be 9/11 truth's fault. And that's all part of what I've been warning people about. Before this violence started, the media was saying it was going to happen with no evidence and no history of it. So, but also knowing how mass psychology works, I've studied it, and the establishment knows even more about this, by constantly hyping that 9/11 truthers are going to try to kill Obama or going to attack military bases, there are some weak-minded people, and I said this a month ago, who will get the idea in their head from that. And this guy was clearly borderline schizo, and go and do it on their own. I used as an example last Wednesday, 2 days before this, or day before this even happened, that police departments know that when one person jumps off a big building in Chicago or New York or L.A., that other people hear about it and normally try to go jump off the very same building in the next few days. So they'll advise building owners to lock those viewing platforms for a week or so, because copycats go, yeah, that guy jumped off, I'm going to go jump off. And so either way you cut it, why would the media out of the blue, from MSNBC to Fox to the Southern Poverty Law Center, say that 9/11 truth and birthers, two totally separate groups, are going to try to go after the government and go after Obama? I mean, that's pretty suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the second thing that I wanted to mention real quick, and it sort of ties into this, is this whole thing that debacle with Deborah Medina should be a lesson to those who trust Glenn Beck and believe all of it. Will all these neocons who say that these are the same people that will cut you in the throat?
I hear you. We got to go. Got about 40 minutes left in broadcast. I want to get into some news separate from the Pentagon shooting coming up, but let's continue with your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Sam in Florida. Sam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to just make a comment to you real quick and then just a quick question. One, are you aware that the Motorola Android telephone, because I hear you talking about the iPhone all the time for the iPhone app, for the iPod, are you aware that it's also available for the Motorola Android telephone? I listen to you daily, streaming audio right across my telephone.
Well, Sam, you can hear us pretty much on any cell phone through the Flycast feature that we have linked in the Listen page of InfoWars.com. If you go to the right-hand or left-hand corner, there's a whole Listen page with the podcast, the audio streams, the free iPhone app. This is our first venture. We paid for the app, got it developed, launched it. It's gotten 25,000 sign-ups in the last 3.5 weeks, people getting the free iPhone app. And, yes, we're working on an Android app right now. We're a small operation, but, yes, we are deploying all of these systems. We're also working on a PrisonPlanet.tv app for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So we're doing everything we can.
Good deal. The other question I had for you is, the other day when you had Philip Berg on live, I tried like crazy to get in to talk to him, but the phone lines were jammed. I was close. Maybe I was sleeping on the episode or whatever, but did he ever say where he was at with the birther issue and the court case against Obama?
Some of his cases have been thrown out. Some are still in court. I appreciate your call. You know, Phil Berg, the founder of the birther movement. Let's go ahead and talk to CS in Florida. CS, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's good to talk with you. I really appreciate your service to the nation. My question is, I wanted to start an online business, and I just wanted to get some advice from you on what hosting services and domain providers I should use.
Well, I appreciate your call, CS, but I got a couple IT people and consultants, and trial and error, we've used a lot of different systems, but I would go out and just look at reviews and pick for yourself, but you probably won't need too big a platform at first because you won't be getting that much traffic, but we use CDNs and multiple server systems. My bandwidth bill is in excess of $30,000 a month, but we get, 4 million individual visitors a week now? I mean, it's insane. So I don't think you'll probably ever have that problem. But let's go to Leo in Texas. Leo, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, really quickly, I just want to let you know that I've been a victim of COINTELPRO. I was on my Facebook recently and had a friend at a local airport. And they had put up a story requiring, or a story regarding the 11 airports, new airports getting body scanners?
Yes.
Well, I put a story link regarding your body scanners that pretty much are the show the naked body image of fully in color. Well, I posted some of the text regarding that story as well as a link, and later on another person commented and pretty much put me on the spot. I can read it to you for verbatim so you can hear.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean, I appreciate your call, Leo, there are a lot of trolls out there, too. It's not just government. But the government admits they're now setting up to censor the Internet. That's a Wired magazine headline. Cybersecurity bill, the end of the open Internet. I mean, we've been covering the bill here on air ad nauseum. People are finally reading the bill, and they're saying they want to censor, they want to control. White House Cass Sunstein regulations are, says they want to infiltrate 9/11 truth groups and others and try to get them to commit violence as a way to shut them down. That's another reason I knew all these staged events were coming. We have the White House documents that they're doing this. And look who's working with them. Fox, MSNBC, all of them. It's disgusting. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I love Jews, and I dislike Zionism because I think it hijacked Judaism 150 years ago. So I say 9/11 was an inside-outside job, just like the USS Liberty attempt to sink the USS Liberty with the LBJ's cover-up and the JFK assassination with at least McNamara's involvement. He chose the Dealey Plaza route, for example. And
they pulled the Secret Service off, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm asking you, sir, please just don't leave out Israeli involvement in these things because it's, you know, facing reality about Zionist hijacked Israel is crucial to our national survival and freedom.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
If folks didn't hear it earlier, a caller called in and was basically implying I cover stuff up for Israel, calling too, and I appreciate your call. Look, I just don't obsess over Israel all day.
I made a film exposing the USS Liberty attack, Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, and that's about 10 minutes of the film as it goes through all these different examples. And I went off of what the admirals told me, what the court records showed, and then 2 years after that film was released, it was declassified that I was correct. And I explained Israel and our government worked together. And all the Looney Tune anti-Semites said I was covering up for Israel. It's mental illness. Well, listen, Ronnie, I appreciate your call, okay? My point is that I expose stuff, but I don't do it in a hateful way. I'm fair. When the British stage terror, I expose it. And then I don't say British people are evil. When our government stages stuff, I point out it's a minority group in our government doing it. Israel, I mean, I made films 6-7 years ago exposing mainstream news articles. Israel creates fake al-Qaeda groups to screw up the peace process. You know, that was in the Jerusalem Post. Look, all of the anti-Semitic groups, most of them are federally run. And I told you Hal Turner was a Fed, and it's now in federal court he is. And so the thing is, the establishment doesn't want legitimate criticism of Israel. Even-handed, focused criticism. They want to radicalize it and make it crazy. And all the anti-Semites and Nazis do is fight with each other and run around crazy, making up stuff. And so I don't like those groups. And I have experienced all their lies for myself and their deception. Because I'm here covering bad things Israel does. I think all these big governments are bad. History shows that. And there is this obsession with Israel. There's also other camps that obsess on the Vatican. And all they talk about is the Vatican, how the Vatican runs everything. The Vatican's got a lot of corruption, a lot of problems, and we talk about it, but it's not a Catholic bashing fest. See, when you criticize the Vatican calling for world government, but do it in an even-handed manner, then Catholics don't like what's happening and others don't, and we can stop it. When you criticize bad things Israel's doing, you can stop it. I remember in 98, 99, CNN pieces going, all the criticism of China, is it anti-Asian? No, Chinese generals were in the White House paying off Bill Clinton to get missile secrets and to sell our nation out. And the media tried to make it a racial issue. No, it's a foreign, powerful government trying to expand its power, and Bill Clinton was engaged in treason. But the media tried to make it a racial issue. It's the same thing with health care. The talking point that, well, if you don't like the government health care, that's code word for not liking black people. Remember Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and all of them. See, that's the FBI playbook, is to make any criticism of any government so ridiculously hateful that mainline people stay polarized. Okay? The feds run the radical white supremacist groups, and that's why they hate me. Period. Because I expose them. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 7th day of March on this Sunday edition, 2010. If you want to watch unedited in its entirety, my interview when I was on Fox News last night with Geraldo Rivera in his attempt to demonize 9/11 truth and tie it to the supposed shooting at the Pentagon Thursday night, you can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's still at the top of the page at PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones on Geraldo, media sought to demonize 9/11 truth with Pentagon incident link. And you can read all the latest news and the evidence of this there. But no one can deny that I have documented literally hundreds of times the last few months that they're putting out the preconditioning, preparation, talking points that 9/11 truth, the birthers, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, the Tea Party people are going to stage terror attacks. And you've heard Michael Savage pick up on this. He's not stupid. He's recognized it and said they're getting ready to stage something. Okay? I mean, if you understand politics, when they're out everywhere with the talking point that all these groups are going to stage something when no one had done anything, and then suddenly planes start flying into buildings and shootings start happening, and you've got a government that's been caught hundreds of times in the past staging terror attacks and other events, something is wrong. It's called problem, reaction, solution, stage terror, false flag, self-inflicted wounds, frame-ups. This is in Army field manuals. This is declassified. They've done it hundreds of times. This is the reality. Now, I want to talk about the future and what I believe is coming up before the show ends. I've got some other positive news I want to hit on, some really good things happening in the U.S. and in Iceland, and the Iceland ties into Greece and the whole banking situation before we end the show. But I'm going to talk to Walter, Rick, Juan, Dan, James, Barry, Matt, Eric, and Brian. That'll be it for calls, but I can only give each caller about 45 seconds, okay? So Walter in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. This might be old news, but here in Alawite County, Virginia, the county has come up with a creative way of collecting back taxes. You contracted a company to steal your car.
Amazing.
They have scanners. They go through a grocery store parking lot, and they don't even have to point it. They just drive by, and they're hooked in with the DMV records. And the scanner just, you know, pops up a license plate, and they identify the car.
Yeah. No, I've seen these articles. I didn't know about your county, but do you have the headline of the article?
I don't. It's in the Smithfield Times in Alawite County, Virginia.
And do you remember the basic headline from the Smithfield Times? cars for back taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look that up. I mean, listen, Pentagon 20 years ago, nationwide, the Pentagon built the highways, designed it as a control grid in the 50s and 60s under Eisenhower. That's declassified. License plate reading cameras now are used for toll roads. They're scanning you on regular roads. And, yes, the police or anybody, including repo men, drive around with these license plate readers that 360 can read hundreds of cars a second. They read the plates. The computer recognizes the numbers, and it's a total control grid. It's absolutely horrible. This is what Big Brother's being used for. But let's say you even paid your taxes, and we go into a police state. They come after you. I've had friends who, as a test, had warrants out, and every time a cop car would drive by, and we know some Austin police cars have this, they would pull them over and arrest them. Well, they just put Mexican plates on their car. They're just fine. One guy did that. And that's why 800 plus cities, illegal aliens are above the law. They're just left alone. But I appreciate your call, Walter. Rich in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, I have to thank you. Using Christ and you as my gods have really awakened and transformed myself. I have a question and a point real quick. I passed out a bunch of copies of Fall of the Republic in my church. Everybody loved it. They want volume two. I must admit that there's a tyranny out there, but they're just still apathetic to it. So I wanted to organize a little wake-up, like, survival guide class at the church there. Where can I get all these declassified documents? Where can I go to print them all out before the Internet collapses?
Okay. Most of my films, and we're so busy in such a small operation, listeners do this. Three different men have done this and one woman. And we check it, and they're always librarians or researchers and do a great job. Fans have made whatistheendgame.com, well, we made the site, they sent us the info, and we looked at it, it was accurate, a full bibliography of What is the Endgame, my film Endgame. There's a full bibliography for every minute of the film, every document, every video clip, every news article at whatistheendgame.com. Martiallaw911.info. Make sure that site's still up. I haven't looked at it in about a year. Martiallaw911.info. Full bibliography for my three-hour film, Martial Law. The Obama Deception website. FallTheRepublic.com. They both have bibliographies. But, I mean, I'm here, you know, let's say I read Operation Northwoods. Just put Operation Northwoods in, into a search engine, and one of the top 10 links is the National Security Archives. You can go print it off the U.S. government's own website. So, or if I read a Detroit Free Press article about how the State Department was ordered to let the underwear bomber on the plane and helped him get on. I mean, I gave you the headline. I mean, terror suspect kept visa to avoid tipping off larger investigation. Or if I read a Army field manual, you can just write down what I say on air and then pull it up for yourself. Army Field Manual, U.S. Special Forces Counterinsurgency Manual, FM 31-20-3.
And you can also read articles, mainstream articles about, my gosh, look at this Army manual, how to stage terror attacks. But I appreciate your call. Good to hear you. Juan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? First time caller. I just want to thank God for you being a voice to the world and waking up as many people as possible. That's what I'm trying to do here in upstate New York. Wherever I go, my car runs on alternative energy. I want people to know that, and I want your people to let you know that I can have that whole facility in your cars running on clean energy. You can be off the grid, and I cannot discuss those things over the phone with you. You guys can call me. I will give you my phone number. If I don't know if I can do that in the air, or should
Juan, I? Juan, send us an email. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. There's a lot of alternative energy being suppressed or never getting the funding to go mainstream. I've seen a lot of evidence of that. Send us your info. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just had a real quick question that's pertaining to the Gerald Celente production.
Yes.
The day you had him on the show. Yeah, we all know his predictions are pretty spot on, and he mentioned Obama being urged into the Iran, possibly going to war with Iran.
Yeah, and Israel is saying they're going to probably attack them, and they're moving forces into the area.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your feedback, I guess, since we couldn't talk to Jerry, but would you even, feel comfortable saying that this can actually possibly turn into thermal nuclear war, World War III?
And most analysts say it could potentially trigger World War III. It'll bare minimum triple the price of oil for a few months. And Iran will launch counterattacks. That will be called terrorism. Any response. And they're pushing them into a corner. And they're doing this so they can have a political excuse to rob us through the banking system, set up a police state here domestically. It's very serious, Dan. I appreciate your call. Yes. It could lead to war with China, with Russia. Very serious. James in Canada, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Basically, I just wanted to say about the Pentagon shooting. They got notice of this 2 weeks before. Nothing happened. What is the point of all these civil liberties eroding laws? In the UK, we've got, CCTV cameras everywhere. You've got local government, having child spies, the Terrorism Act. In the USA, you've got the Patriot Act.
Gets worse, but it's worse than that. In many cases, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, James. It gets worse than that. We have all these cases where, in the case of the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, they knew his father had warned he wasn't going to be allowed to fly, and the State Department sends somebody there with a passport, without a passport, to get him on the plane. So they don't just ignore the warnings in every case. They enable it when it is a lone nut. We'll be right back. Well, folks, they claimed that they had arrested Adam Gadahn, who we've documented as a government agent putting out fake al-Qaeda videos. And I said, it's probably a staged arrest, and later they'll say it's fake or that he was really a government agent. Here's CBS News, U.S.-born al-Qaeda arrest news incorrect. Confusion over militants' identity sparks reports of Gadahn's arrest. Some media say it's another U.S.-born terrorist. FBI says it hasn't confirmed arrest of Adam Gadahn. If you Google Airlift of Evil, you'll have Times of London, Associated Press, where tens of thousands of al-Qaeda commanders and Taliban commanders were arrested by the military when they took over Afghanistan in early 2002, and they were ordered to release them. And I've had the former CIA Black Ops commander who wrote the book Jawbreaker on to talk about it. They were only allowed to arrest innocent people, normally with a fake bounty to the Taliban. They'd grab some 14-year-old kid, send him to Camp Gitmo or other camps to be tortured. They then give fake confessions. And here it is. Looks like another fake one. Kind of like 3 weeks ago, they said, we caught the number two in the Taliban. And turned out that was fake. It's psyops. But they know the big announcement gets made, it's real. And then later it's fake. But we don't know yet on this. We're watching it. Okay, I want to finish up with James, and I got to hit news. We may get to some more callers after that. James in Canada made a great point. Anything else? I mean, yeah, in every case, the government protects them or ignores the warnings, and then we get the internal government documents. The whole Homeland Security system is for the American people.
It's just sad. I mean, people just aren't waking up to it. It's part of the reason in Canada I actually moved from the UK, because everyone else is so apathetic to these laws, to see this stuff just going around you all the time. And I'm like, how can you not see this is happening? How can you not realize how bad it's getting? You know, police on the streets of the UK have been giving, like, portable fingerprint scanners, treating everyone like criminals.
I forgot to get to this Friday and today. In San Diego, if you want a skateboard, you've got to biometrically scan with the police like you're a criminal. Talk about thumb scanning biometrically to buy and sell. I appreciate your call, James. In fact, pull that up before the show ends. Skateboarders must thumb scan, or skateboarders must biometrically scan San Diego, or skateboarder San Diego will pull it up in the news search. Folks, I meant to get to this tomorrow. I'm going to cover it in detail. We already knew this. It's covered in Terror Storm. It's covered in Fall of the Republic. Whole sections in those films about 60 years ago, they knew how to mind control people through TV and through films and through radio. Here's MSNBC. Five surprising ways your TV is slowly killing you. It lowers your brain waves, puts you in a dreamlike state if you watch more than an hour a day. The average person watches 4.5 hours of TV a day. Strangely enough, the internet doesn't cause this same brainwave reduction because you're interactive. But sitting there, drooling in front of the TV, makes you deader, number one, makes you drunker. Weakens your bones. And then, for some reason, we didn't print. TV makes you less engaging. I'm going to cover, in fact, search this forum right now while you're getting the skateboard. Search the term TV Alzheimer's. Hundreds of studies, prestigious research from major universities, massive increases in Alzheimer's. You know, they've done autopsies of, you know, 92-year-old famous conductors or composers, and their brains are shriveled and tiny and the size of a tennis ball. But they were geniuses when they died because they stayed engaged. TV linked to Alzheimer's, BBC. There it is on screen. They know this. And so why did I just bring this up? Because the last caller, the Brit, talked about why don't people care? Why are they zombies? Because they are zombies. You've got those of us awake and then those that are just passively in suspended disbelief receiving all the brainwashing from the government and the media. Now, I'm going to cover this tomorrow in more detail. In fact, print me those Alzheimer's articles. Did you find the skateboarders, San Diego, thumbprinting? Skateboarders must – I printed it. Burmese has it. Burmese is coming up, by the way, for 3 hours after. If you don't have an AM and FM, it'll be on the internet streams at Infowars.com. Continue with your calls. Iceland voters rejected repayment plan. We've had the main leader of their parliament fighting this, Jones Dottier. She's going to be back on. We're setting her up right now. She predicted a month ago on air they would defeat it. They have been given 10 times conservatively the debt that the whole country's GDP produces each year. It was engineered by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, on record, just like Greece and Spain. They don't owe the money. And the people have rejected at the polls. They say, and they've used anti-terror laws, British banks and U.S. banks and Dutch banks inside Iceland to grab people's bank accounts. Oh, the government owes us this money, so we're going to grab your bank account. Well, what did we report on 2 weeks ago that Drudge Report even picked up? We just got it was a listener tip. That's where we get a lot of our news, that the Citibank website said, we're going to hold your money for 7 days and all this news of runs on banks and how they're preparing to devalue the currency, and then Drudge Report picked it up. They're gearing up for this everywhere. But if Iceland can say no, that sends shockwaves through the system. Greece hasn't said no. They're going to pay all this fiat money they don't owe. The banks create all these derivatives, sell worthless derivatives to the government. Then they implode them by design. That came out in McClatchy newspapers 3 months ago, five-part series. They got the internal emails. And then the country goes under to the banks. So it's like a Madoff Ponzi scheme, but they tie it to your government. Instead of the Ponzi scheme people going to prison, they take your country over. And now Gordon Brown is announcing a bank of the world that we will pay all our taxes to in the next crises that's coming. We did find the skateboard article. Throw that back up on screen for folks, where they make you thumbprint to Rob Jacobson was telling me about San Diego. He was there a year ago. And they scan your driver's license when you go in a bar, and it projects it on the TVs around the bar, just training you. You have no rights. You have no privacy, like the naked body scanners. It's incredible. So Iceland voters reject repayment plan, New York Times. And then I had another article here about McCain. I'm trying to find it. McCain's big bill that they had that mimics the UN's Codex Alimentarius rules that Canada just put in, where they're saying vitamins and minerals being sold in stores over the counter are illegal. You've got to get a prescription. He was trying to get a bill passed to do that. Here it is. McCain's draconian dietary supplement bill dead. Super news. The power of the people taking action yet again on that front. Here it is. Skateboarders will have to register to use City Park, biometrically thumbprint to do that. And that's out of nctimes.com. Okay, continuing with the news blitz here at the end of the broadcast. I meant to get to it Thursday. I meant to get to it Friday. I meant to get to it today. I didn't, but I'm going to try to cover it tomorrow. But we got Max Kaiser and a bunch of other big guests on. We're going to try, because these video clips from New York News and New Mexico News and other news around the country are incredible. The police have been caught all over the nation, because their own officers are going public, with the memorandums they're given on in paper, in print, that they will be fired or reprimanded if they don't increase the number of tickets and arrest. But then illegals are left alone in 800-plus cities that are sanctuary. Total discrimination. This is KOB.com. Is there a quota system for New Mexico State Police? And then they have the head of the state police saying, well, yes, they, you know, they've got to go out and do this, but it's not a quota. Then they read the definition of a quota. It is a quota. The point is, there have been quotas for 50 years, and the government lies more often than they tell the truth. And the police are trained by the government how to lie on the stand. And all over the country, I see reports every day where police frame people or pull them over and take the money out of their wallet. And I'm not saying all police individually are bad, but the government is training police how to be corrupt, training them how to lie, kicking good cops out, and hiring corrupt police to replace them in the system. Now, we've only got a minute left in the broadcast. I just want to say this here at the end, and I'll cover it more tomorrow. All the articles are up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, breaking down every angle of this. The globalists are getting ready to fully bankrupt the economy even further, openly set up a world constitution where private banks run the planet. We knew this decades ago, but now it's declassified in public. They are going to stage terror attacks to demonize their opposition, no matter who you are. This police state is for red-blooded Americans. It's time to get off the bench. It's time to quit seeing yourself as a spectator and an active participant in this free society. For your children, for your own personal future, for everything, you have to start envisioning yourself as a leader, as someone who's going to go to city council, go to the state house, who's going to call into talk radio or start a blog or their own internet radio show. You've got to have your voice heard now. You can't count on Alex Jones or Ron Paul or somebody else to save you. You have to do every little bit you can to wake up individuals. My films are a great way. Make copies of them on DVD. Give them to people. They're waking folks up big time. Biggest successful tool we've got. Get the DVDs at InfoWars.com, the books, the videos, the materials. Get on the street. Get involved. People are waking up. The system is in trouble. There's an awakening happening, but the globalists are sprinting to the finish. We've got to give 110% to defeat them. Great job, crew. God bless you.